A brief commercial message before you see your video. Creating a so-called Palestinian state would be national suicide for Israel. First, there has never been a Palestinian people. The terms Palestine and Palestinian have no historic validity. Israel is surrounded by 22 hostile Arab Muslim countries with over 640 times the size of land than that of the tiny Jewish state. If the Jews surrender Judea and Samaria, Israel will be only 6 to 9 miles wide. If you agree that Israel must never retreat to such suicidal borders, then join the Jewish Task Force, JTF. You don't have to be Jewish to join. The link to join is below.
Shalom. Welcome to the Jewish Task Force, JTF. My name is Chaim Ben Pesach. This program is dedicated to Refuah Shlema, a complete recovery for Sharon Mittman, and to elevating the souls of Simcha Bat Rachel Pesach Zev Ben Chava, Harav Meir Kahana, Yosef Ben Meir, Bari Hoffman, Ruven Hoffman, and Robert Mittman. The two subjects we want to speak about on this week's program. The first is going to be about the decision by the Netanyahu, Bennett, Lieberman, Derry regime in Israel to make an agreement with Communist China to bring thousands of Chinese workers into Israel to work on Israeli building and construction and housing. But the agreement boycotts Judea, Samaria, and Jerusalem. The Chinese workers will not be required and will not work, and it's agreed to that they will not work in Judea and Samaria. There's a boycott that the Israeli government is agreeing to against the Jewish settlers in Judea and Samaria. We're going to discuss the implications of that. And the second subject we want to bring up is the fact that Donald Trump has endorsed and supports Marine Le Pen, the Nazi candidate for president of France. That's who he supports. And still you have self-hating Jews that won't recognize the fact that Trump is terrible for Israel and for the Jewish people. But anyway, let's start off with Netanyahu. Netanyahu is bringing thousands of Chinese workers into Israel from communist China to work on Israeli housing and construction projects. Now, you would think this is a great opportunity to build housing for Jews in Judea and Samaria and in Jerusalem so that we'll bring in a lot of Jews. And the more Jews we bring in and the more housing we make available there, the more difficult and the more impossible it becomes to tell the Jews to give up Judea and Samaria. If enough Jews, if you had a million Jews living in Judea and Samaria, nobody would say that there should be a Palestinian state there. And of course, I want to say that there is no Palestine, there are no Palestinians, all of that is a historical fallacy, a bluff, a lie, a myth. But in any event, evil politicians and leaders want to create a so-called Palestinian state, which would be a dagger in the heart of Israel, which would be national suicide for Israel. And so we want to bring as many Jews as possible to live in Judea and Samaria, because if you have a million or 2 million Jews there, you can't create an Arab state there. It's impossible. You can't throw a million or 2 million Jews out of their homes. It would be too much. It would be impossible to do. But instead of doing that, the Netanyahu government has frozen all Jewish building for the past 8 years now in Judea, Samaria, and in Jerusalem, Israel's capital, or the eastern part of Jerusalem, the part that Netanyahu, if given the chance, God forbid, would give away and would surrender. Now, they've frozen all Jewish building. They're not allowing any Jewish projects there. The government bureaucracy is doing everything they can to stand in the way of Jews that are trying to build there, that are trying to increase the Jewish presence there. This is the most hostile government to Jewish settlements since the 1967 Six-Day War 50 years ago. In 50 years, we've never had a government so hostile to Jewish settlement and to Jewish building in Judea and Samaria. And now, even in agreements with foreign governments, they're agreeing to a BDS-type agreement. This is a boycott. This is a boycott of Judea, Samaria, and Jerusalem that Netanyahu and Naftali Bennett, who supports the agreement, Naftali Bennett from the so-called Jewish Home Party, who pretends to be a right-winger, he supports the agreement. And he has also supported the freezing of Jewish building in Judea and Samaria. All these corrupt, lying politicians on the phony right in Israel are doing more harm to the cause of the land of Israel than the left was ever able to do when they were in power. The left also wanted to harm the settlements. They were also against the settlements, but they were unable to implement the policies because the people did not support left-wing prime ministers when they tried to go against the settlements. But when the phony right does it, people go along and accept it. And so we have a situation now where Netanyahu and Bennett are putting their stamp of approval on a BDS agreement with China. BDS meaning the boycott and divestment campaign against Israel. They're agreeing to a BDS type agreement of boycotting and putting a cherem on Judea and Samaria with the government of China. Now Netanyahu tried to sneak it into this agreement. In fact, one of the Channel 2 News in Israel even said that the paragraph was hidden in the agreement that Netanyahu tried to hide the paragraph. He tries to hide it. Why? Because his policies in Judea and Samaria are not popular. Most Israelis do want to allow the Jews to move into their historic homeland of Judea and Samaria. Most Israeli Jews are against freezing Jewish building in Judea and Samaria. They're against the anti-Semitic freeze that says because you're a Jew, you're not allowed to build in your own homeland. Only Arab Muslim Nazis that want to destroy you are allowed to build there. And so Netanyahu tried to hide this because he knows it's not politically popular. And when he runs, by the way, for office, he gets the votes of people who are supposedly supporters of Judea and Samaria and building in Judea and Samaria. He gets most of their votes, even though he is worse than the left on this issue. And again, I'm not talking about rhetoric and declarations. I'm not interested in rhetoric. I'm not interested in declarations, even though by his own declarations, he admits that he's holding back and stopping Jewish building there. He admitted that. He admitted that when Donald Trump pressured him and told him not to build, that he gave in and that he's not building there. He admitted that he froze Jewish building there when Obama asked him to freeze Jewish building. So even his declarations are bad. But when he runs as a candidate, he makes promises. We're going to build thousands of new units and we're going to do all of this and all of that all over Judea and Samaria when he runs as a candidate. And then immediately breaks his word and violates all of his promises. By the way, sound familiar? Donald Trump also breaks all of his promises as president. But anyway, let's not get into that right now. We'll get to Trump in a short while. And so Netanyahu and Bennett and these other politicians on the phony right are agreeing to boycott the Jews in Judea and Samaria, turn them into outcasts, and freeze and dry up their settlements. That's what's going on there now. Now, when we do videos like this for you in English, when we explain this to you in English, of course, we also do videos in Hebrew. And we're advertising the videos in Hebrew. For instance, the video that we're doing on this subject now, I just cut a video in Hebrew on this subject. I haven't uploaded it yet. We're going to upload it, God willing. And we're going to advertise it. But we bring this message to tens of thousands of Israeli Jews. And we put pressure. We put pressure on these politicians. We're the only one exposing them. No one else is exposing this. No one else goes after them the way we do. We are the one group that pressures them from the right. So if you really believe that Israel should not allow the creation of a PLO terrorist Nazi state, Muslim state, in the heartland of biblical Israel, if you believe that Israel should not commit suicide and go back to borders that are only, where she would be only 6 to 9 miles wide, if you believe that Jews should be allowed to live in their historic homeland, we are the one group you should be supporting is us. Because nobody puts the pressure on, nobody exposes the facts, nobody takes the uncompromising stand in support of Jewish rights in Judea and Samaria like we do. And I'm talking about our Hebrew campaign, what we do in Hebrew. In Hebrew, we bring this truth to many Israelis. Tens of thousands of Israeli Jews are seeing our videos now. Tens of thousands are seeing our videos on a weekly basis. Hundreds of thousands have seen our videos to date, but tens of thousands are seeing them on a weekly basis now, especially with our advertising campaign. And we showed you last week that even aside from the advertising campaign, we also have another campaign where we put commercials, 30 and 40 second spots, explaining our positions on the issues, and educating Jews as much as you can in a 30 or 40 second commercial. We bring that to Israeli Jews with other videos, like the video that we did of the Onion, where Aryeh Deri used an onion to pretend he was crying over the death of Ovadia Yosef, or the video that we did that has over 37,000 views now with the kangaroo. You remember the kangaroo video, which was actually an English language video. We put a Hebrew title and Hebrew tags on it, and So over 37,000 Israeli Jews went to it. In the beginning of the video, you see our commercial explaining to Jews that we think the Arabs should be, that we, there should be a campaign to get the Arabs out of Israel. We're bringing this message to the Jews of Israel in a way that nobody else is. That's why it's a shame that we don't... Imagine if we had a multi-million dollar budget. Look at all the innovative things we do to bring a message to Jews in Israel. Can you imagine if we had a real budget, a multi-million dollar budget, instead of the very modest budget that we have now? But we don't have a multi-million dollar budget, and so we have to work with what we have. And we're required to do whatever we can do to the best of our ability, and we're doing it to the best of our ability. We're trying. We're trying our best to influence things as much as we can, and I think we have some influence. It's not enough. It's not by any means enough. But it's something. At least it's something. If we weren't there, there'd be no one there saying what we're saying. No one else is saying this. No one else is doing this. And, you know, we support Moshe Feiglin from the Zehut Party, and he tells a lot of truth. He says a lot of true things, but he can't say, he can't attack the same way we attack and do what we do, because they'd probably ban him if he did. If he said the same things that we say in the way that we say it, they would ban him. Because Israel is not a democratic country. You're not allowed, you don't have true free speech, and you can't really run freely like you can in a real democratic society, in a real democratic country. So, we're the only ones who really are saying everything that has to be said in an uncompromising way. That's why it's so important to support us. Help us financially. Help us by, you can of course, go on our Hebrew site, and there's a donate button in English on top. You can help with PayPal, make a PayPal donation online, or you can send checks, money orders, cash donations to a post office box. Any way you choose to do it, help us. And help us promote our organization. It's very, very important. Now, in the United States, Donald Trump announced that he supports a candidate in the race for president of France. He, in effect, said he does, because he started praising one out of the 11 candidates. There were 11 candidates running, and he's praising and singling out one of the candidates. He said she's the best on the issue of borders, and she's the best on this issue and that issue. I mean, clearly was praising her and saying she's going to benefit from the terrorist attack, and she's going to benefit from all of these things. He was praising her, and her name is Marine Le Pen. Yimach shma v'zechra shem reshaim yirkav. Marine Le Pen is a Nazi. She's a candidate who says that France was not responsible for the murder of French Jews during the Holocaust, despite the fact that every French prime minister and president, every French government for decades now have admitted that it was the French who rounded up the Jews in France to go to the concentration camps and be murdered. It was the French who brought the Jews to those cars, to those trains, so that they could be sent to Auschwitz and other death camps, where over 90% of the Jews didn't survive. They wound up being murdered there in the gas chambers, the ovens, the Nazi experiments, and all the other horrific brutality of the Holocaust. The Germans didn't have to lift a finger. They didn't round up anybody. The French Nazi Jew haters did it. The French police, the French soldiers, French citizens grabbed their neighbors, their Jewish neighbors, and sent them to Auschwitz and sent them, men, women, and children, to the death camps to be massacred in the most brutal crime in human history. And even French prime ministers and French presidents have admitted that France was the one that was responsible and guilty, that France is the one that did this. But Marine Le Pen said, no, France is not responsible. We have nothing to be sorry for what we did during the Holocaust. We have nothing to apologize for. Her father was a defender of the Holocaust and defender of the Nazis and Hitler. He said, oh, what are they making such a big deal about the Holocaust? It's just a mere detail of history. And by the way, within her party, she has leaders in her party who are longtime Holocaust deniers and longtime defenders of Hitler and the Nazis. And her party is running for president of France, for the presidency of France. And Donald Trump supports her. Donald Trump is a malignant force. He is not a conservative or a true right winger. He is malignant. Ted Cruz was a Bible-believing Christian who understood that you must support Israel, and because they're God's people, he understood that. He understood what Nazism and Jew hatred, what that means. He understood the satanic, diabolic nature of Nazism and Jew hatred. And he understood that anyone who's righteous must support the Jews. and must support Israel. Donald Trump not only doesn't understand that his policies are as anti-Israel as Obama's policies were. Now, on May 3rd, he's invited to the Muslim Nazi terrorist mass murderer Mahmoud Abbas to the White House to talk about peace. Peace. What does peace mean? That Israel has to commit suicide, that Israel has to give up all of her land. He already is pressuring, before the whole world, he pressured Netanyahu not to build any settlements in Judea and Samaria and in Jerusalem. He said, I don't want you building settlements. He pressured him publicly in the news conference in front of everybody. That's something that even Obama never did that to Netanyahu. Never invited a guest there and publicly pressured him and berated him in front of the whole world saying, I don't want you to build settlements. I don't want you to do any more settlements. This is something that I've never seen an American president do to an Israeli prime minister at a joint news conference like this. So his policies are worse in some cases even than Obama's policies, believe it or not. And Obama was a vicious Muslim Jew hater, a vicious enemy of Israel. Now he's supporting Nazi candidates for president of France. When will the Jews, the self-hating Jews who support him, wake up and recognize what's going on here? We were right about Trump. We were right from the start. Just as we were right about Netanyahu, and we're right about Israel, and we're right about America. What we are warning the Jews about is correct, and we're also warning the righteous Gentiles, because God is going to demand from the righteous Gentiles that you support Israel, that you stand by Israel and the Jewish people. I will bless them that bless thee and curse them that curse thee, God says in the Bible. If you don't believe the Bible, then don't believe it. Then don't believe it. You don't believe what all the Hebrew prophets warned about. If you don't believe it, then don't worry about it. You can be like Marine Le Pen and Trump's other friend Pat Buchanan and Trump's other supporter David Duke, whom he refused to condemn in the campaign for several days, and Trump's other supporter Louis Farrakhan. You can be like all of Trump's supporters, many of whom are vicious Jew haters. You can be like them and see what happens. Let's see if we're right in the Bible. If we're right and the Bible's right, then you're in a lot of trouble. But if the Bible is nothing to be concerned about, and it's not an important book, because it does, after all, the Bible can't be important. It doesn't mention Donald Trump. That's why he never read it. That's why he doesn't know a single passage from it. Remember, he couldn't cite a single passage in the Bible because he never read it, because he's not in it. If he's not in it, it doesn't count. Trump represents everything that is the manifestation of evil according to Bible law and Jewish law. His ego, his arrogance, his materialism, his lust for money at all costs, and be successful, and I'm a winner, and I'm going to crush you losers, and we're going to be winners. And his cruel, evil, arrogant, egotistical, selfish, materialistic, money-grubbing, corrupt behavior, attitude, lifestyle, businesses, everything. This is the definition. This is the definition of evil, according to the Jewish religion, according to the Bible. He is the definition of evil. Obama's also evil. I don't want Democrats to get any satisfaction out of this, because the Democrats and Obama are also evil. But from Republicans, we expected more. We expected something better, because about a third of Republicans are evangelical Christians. We're not Christian. I mean, the JTF, the leaders of JTF are not Christian. The leaders of JTF are Orthodox Jews. But we had an alliance with the evangelical Christians to support Ted Cruz and to support Israel, and we still want to work together with evangelicals for righteous causes. The bottom line is that if you don't take a moral stand, and if you support immoral people, in the end, you're going to get burned. And in the end, you're going to see people like Donald Trump, who, by the way, is breaking his promises on every major issue. He's breaking his promises. He's taking the opposite position of what he promised to take on so many issues, whether it's currency manipulation by China, or whether it's the issue of the Dreamers. You know, He just said again this week that Dreamers have nothing to worry about. What are Dreamers? Dreamers are millions of illegal aliens in the United States. They call them Dreamers. Millions of illegal aliens that Obama wanted to legalize. And the courts weren't allowing him to, but Trump is ordering government agencies not to deport them. Trump is legalizing them, in effect. And Trump is saying you have nothing to worry about to them. Trump is succeeding in legalizing millions of illegals that Obama was unable to legalize. And still people don't get the message. And still people don't understand that if you don't have someone who really has solid principles and a solid ideological basis and true faith, if you don't have someone like that, you can't trust people like that as leaders, and they will stab you in the back in the end. We're going to continue to bring the truth to people. And again, there's a little bit of a dichotomy here. There's a little bit of an irony here, because our Hebrew movement is much more successful now than the English movement. The Hebrew movement is getting a lot of views, and a lot of Israelis are coming to our videos. So a lot of Israelis are seeing our message now. The English language movement is not working as successfully, in part because we're concentrating so much effort on Israel and what we're doing in Israel. But eventually, the English movement hopefully will take off as well. The English movement was getting a lot of views. If you recall, we had hundreds of thousands of views when we supported Mitt Romney. Hundreds of thousands of people saw our videos. We were becoming big as a result of the Mitt Romney campaign. But then when we went against Donald Trump, that was very unpopular. We took a hit. I have to tell you, we will not say things that we don't believe in. We will not stand for things that aren't true, whether it's popular or unpopular. With us, that doesn't happen. And so, at least you know what you're dealing with when it comes to us. When we believe in something, we're going to take that stand, whether it's popular or not. And I'm a little bit, if you notice, I'm actually happy about what's going on in, as far as our movement is concerned in Israel. I'm not happy about what's going on in Israel, but I'm happy about our movement's progress in Israel, because we seem to be reaching more people with our message. And I believe that if we could just reach an even bigger audience, instead of tens of thousands, if we could go to hundreds of thousands and then millions, then I know we would change Jewish history, God willing. I'm hoping that somehow we catch a break and we're able to do that. But in the meantime, we're making incremental progress all the time. And that gives me hope that maybe we can start moving things a little bit, at least, in Israel. At least there's someone out there. At least there's someone out there holding these politicians' feet to the fire and attacking them when they betray Israel and the Jewish people. At least that is happening in Israel. And here in the United States, we're going to continue to tell the truth about Trump. And hopefully the day will come when, I don't know, maybe, I don't know if it's going to come, I don't know what's going to be, but hopefully the day will come when there'll be someone who is moral and is decent, like Ted Cruz, who will give us a chance to have a decent leader in the United States. Maybe, I don't know. You never know for sure. Trump certainly has set that back substantially, and it may be that it's too late already because of him. I don't know. In any event, if you agree that what we're doing is important, and if you agree that we should reach as many Jews in Israel as possible with our vital message at this time, then help us, join with us, support us. Together, if we fight as a team, we can make a difference. For JTF, until next week, this is Chaim Ben Pesach. Shalom.